Hello, everybody. Here we are again. I'm Cal Banyan. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., with Celeste Hackett, bringing you new information about hypnosis and the profession and answering your questions and giving you more information, all that kind of stuff. Celeste, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I'm getting real excited because I know that today I get to give away one of these wonderful mugs, the Certified Hypnosis Pro mug. And what I like about it the best is you are a Certified Hypnosis Pro coming and going.
You are such a pro.
Well, you know.
Hey, so we will get into that in a minute. You got any announcements about anything?
Announcements. Well, you know, we are definitely going to finish our 10 keys that we started last week, the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right.
Wait a minute. You think we're going to, we got through only three last time. You think we're going to get through seven today?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, we're going to get a couple of them done, aren't we? Do you want to do that?
I'd like to get them all done. Let's see how it goes.
And then we're going to answer at least one Ask Cal question. By the way, if you want to write to Cal and ask a question, you just go to ourhypnospace.com. And I think it's groups, isn't it, that you click on? Or is it askcal.ourhypnospace.com? That's it.
You got it. We'll have the link right down there underneath the video, just like always.
We've got so many websites now to give them. www.askcal.ourhypnospace.com. That's the one. And so if you have any questions for Cal and me, you know, just go ahead and go there. You get to type in your question. And, of course, we're going to, if we feature it on the show, you get one of these fancy schmancy mugs.
By George, I think she's got it.
You want to get into the question now, the first one, or do you have any announcements?
I want to just say hey to everyone who's just signed up for the affiliate program, going gangbusters. As you said, we've got a group on ourhypnospace.com just for those people to get information. If you're a hypnotist, you don't have to be the lonely hypnotist anymore. Just go to www.ourhypnospace.com and you can belong to the network. And then what's really great is when you go to like the NGH convention this year in August, you recognize people because they put their face on there. It's not just like on Yahoo groups, there's just an email and you don't know who people are. But on ourhypnospace.com, people put their picture there and you recognize them, and it makes the friendliest and hypnosis convention in the world even friendlier. And we're going to start talking more about that as we get closer to the convention.
Yeah, I never thought about that, but that is a really good reason to have the faces up there. That's why you did that, you smart guy, you. Now I get it.
That's why I got it. And you know what? Just last convention, it was the first time we had the network up, and people were going around, and they just loved it. Before that, we thought we were going to get name tags that, you know, had email addresses on them or something, but we took care of that.
Also, Cal, I think you should tell them how they can make some very fast, easy money with the new affiliate program, because that is too cool.
Well, it's working. It's working. It's win, win, win. Everybody is excited. Hypnosis professionals are becoming affiliates of www.hypnosis.org. You can find out about how to get into the program by going to hypnosis.org/hypnosismoney. And you know what? You can go there, and if you know how to use email, if you know how to use newsgroup, if you know how to put something on your website, or if you know how to talk, if you got the gift of gab, like someone we know on the show, then you can make money doing this. And gosh, you know, there's all kinds of people out there that like to be full-time in the profession or not. Doing something like this can do it. There's people in the profession who would like to, make more money. And there's nothing at all wrong with that. With this program, they can do it. Work together to work smarter, not harder.
Let me tell you something. Cal, be quiet. Let me tell him. All you do is you go to this webpage, you copy the link, you paste it into your email, and you send it to people who ask about training. I made $500 or thereabouts the very first time that I did that. That's how simple it is. It's probably the easiest, fastest money you'll ever make. Okay.
Yeah, but you're a big name in hypnosis. Could you have done that if you were just anybody?
Well, before I was on the show with you, before I was writing for the easing, from the very beginning, when you start doing hypnosis sessions, people want to know, how'd you learn how to do that? Where can I get trained? As soon as you get asked that question via email, on the phone, or any kind of way, there's your in. You just send them the link. Once they click on it, And if they do click on it, they will click on it if they're interested in training. Then they're going to go to another page with trainers. If they end up training with one of those trainers, then you get the money.
You got it. All right. If we keep blabbing about this, we're not going to get into the 10 keys.
Yeah, I don't mean to make this sound like a commercial or anything. It's just really neat, and I'd hate for people to miss out on it. Okay, let's go ahead. Now, are we going to do an Ask Cal question first?
Only if it relates to the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right, and we left off with number 3. Well, let me do number 1. Number 1 was remember to do all the 10 keys to preparing your client for a successful hypnosis session stuff that we covered in previous episodes. The number 2 was to make sure you know what change your client wants to make and what they're willing to do to make that change. And then number 3 was use modern inductions like the Ellman-Banyan induction and the 8-word induction. Do you happen to have an Ask Cal question related to that?
I certainly do, and I certainly want to give away this mug today. All right, here's the question. Hello, Cal. I met with a new client of mine who wanted to quit smoking today. I went through the pre-talk and answered all of the client's questions that he asked me. After finishing up and getting permission to begin, I decided to go with the Dave Ellman induction. Okay. My client passed all the tests except the numbers. After he got to number 97, he opened his eyes and I asked him what was wrong. He told me that speaking the numbers or talking while in hypnosis made him feel very, very strange. And I tried to address the fear and asked if he had a reason why. And of course, he said he didn't know. And everything that I tried to do really didn't help either. Well, Cal, my problem is how do I get this guy to the working state of hypnosis if I can't eliminate his fear that is keeping him from getting there? The moment I try to ask him to speak in hypnosis, he just opens his eyes. Also, what would cause a fear of feeling strange while talking in hypnosis? Any help or insight into this would be wonderful. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, you know what? I've got to start cheating and having you tell me these questions in advance so I can research them.
Oh, Cal, you can do this.
I'm just kidding. I think I've actually answered this guy on the group a while back, but let me see. It's been a little while, a couple weeks maybe. Let me ask you this, Celeste. What do you think he means by feel funny?
I don't know. That's the whole problem with this whole question. Feel funny. Yeah, I don't know what would make somebody feel strange. Maybe he just thought that he was going to have to sit there and have hypnosis done to him while he went to sleep. This is very interactive. You got to let your clients know, you know, that they have to follow instructions. It's going to be interactive.
That's right. This is where I'd get out the hypno-bat and do a home run type induction there.
You know, if you set somebody up from the very beginning, right, and you let them know from the beginning, I'm going to ask you to do some things. I'd like you to follow the instructions. And as long as you follow these instructions and you're willing to follow them, you're going to go into a beautiful state of hypnosis. And you don't have to even say, and if you don't, you won't.
Yeah, you know, what I would do in this case is, you know, all the things that you're saying is absolutely right. If I had the person open their eyes and they told me what I've heard so far, I'd find out, you know, what do you mean by funny? You know, I mean, are you literally funny? You want to laugh? Because, I mean, if you want to laugh, that's okay. You can laugh and be in hypnosis, no problem. But if they say, you know, I'm uneasy, then what we have there is a fear. And that means that the pre-talk isn't done yet. I have kind of a saying that whenever something doesn't work that should work, that means that something that should have been done before that moment was not done either completely or effectively. And so before the induction comes the assessment for readiness of hypnosis. And so maybe more of that has to be done where we go, you know, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And watch to see if there's any nervousness. If there is, that means that the pre-talk section isn't done. That's why I really talked about in this 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right. Number 1 is proper preparation of the client for hypnosis. But if the person is totally incapable of really telling you what's going on, then I would say like this. I go, don't worry about it. I know exactly what to do. And then I would say, press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep, and just pop them into hypnosis. And that's what's, you know, about probably close to 90% of my sessions, including first sessions, start off with that induction. And just because all things being equal, there's just less that can possibly go wrong, you know, in a 4-second induction compared to a 2-minute induction. Anything you can add to that, Celeste?
No, except that one of the things that stuck out in my mind is he said the Dave Ellman induction was, gosh, it's a beautiful induction. But I think that, you know, that it's actually the Ellman Banyan induction is a little bit better for various reasons. Different things are built in there. And if you follow it, I have less problems with the Ellman Banyan induction than I had with the Dave Ellman induction. So maybe just getting a copy of that, getting a hold of that and using that, that might be key for you.
Right. Yeah. I have a version there on the website, and I put a link for our last episode to that. But really, I get email. It's not all hate mail, okay? Where people say, thank you for this new version of the Ellman induction. It works so much better. And I've just been, over the years, I've been full-time in this profession for 11 years and teaching since 1999. So about, 7-8 years. And, because I'm teaching it, because we have our groups on Yahoo, I can hear what's working and what's not working. And I've consistently tweaked that induction to where it is more and more reliable. And so we teach the very newest version in both our 10-day Banyan Hypnosis Certification course, the Super Course, and also the Week of Power. And we just updated and it worked better.
I have to agree. Yeah. And I think that it's probably time to move on to the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right, if you feel like we've, finished answering that pretty well.
I guess. Now, how does Josh get his cup?
Oh, Josh, email me. Okay? I know which Josh you are, too, by the way. So don't all the Joshes watching this email me. You know who you are, Josh. We've talked before. And this is going to be your cup. Actually, this is my cup. It's going to be one like this. Email me. We'll get your address and so on. And we'll send you a cup right out to you. And congratulations for your very own Certified Hypnosis Pro Cup. You're going to love it. You're going to do like this. I love you.
All right. Let's give him applause.
Yay!
Okay. All right. Now, what's next, Celeste?
Cal, I feel really kind of bad because are we on number 3 or number 4? Where did we leave off?
Okay, that wraps up number 3 and we're on our way to numero cuatro.
Numero cuatro. Use covert testing.
All right. Let's tell them what covert means, Celeste.
It means basically just testing in a way that your client doesn't know you're testing.
Yes, that's right. Covert and overt. A lot of people hear those words and they never really know what they mean. Covert's like covered. And overt is like open. You know, if it's covered up, they don't know what's going on. If it's overt, then they know they're being tested. And I recommend that. So one of the beautiful things about the Ellman Banyan induction, and I give full credit to Dave Ellman, of course, you know, one of the greatest hypnosis instructors the world has ever known, is that it's got a built-in test, a covert test for the threshold of somnambulism. And what that means is that as you are deepening this person in the induction, there is a test, which is the losing the numbers test in the Ellman Banyan induction. When they've lost the numbers, it means they've reached at least the threshold of somnambulism or deeper. And what that means is, because you've done covert testing, if you do overt testing, where they know they're being tested, they could fail. And if they fail, that messes up their confidence. And what do I like to say? Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's going to be no game. So we want to do all initial testing for the depth that we want of hypnosis in the session to be done secretly. So if they mess up, if they're not there yet, no big deal. We can just keep on inducing and deepening until we get the level we want. So that's really important. If everybody in our profession started doing that, it would raise the level of our profession overnight.
And just like Cal said, if they don't pass the covert test, you just deepen and either you do it again or you go to another test.
Beautiful. All right, let's go to the next one. What's next?
The next one is use convincers.
Tell them what a convincer is.
Well, it's something to convince the client that they've been hypnotized. You'll already know. You don't want to use a convincer for the client's sake until you have done your covert test. Because once you know that they've been hypnotized, that they've reached a level where they can pass a convincer or you can use a convincer and they'll do well, then that's when you want to use the convincer, not until after you know they're at a level of hypnosis that they can use the convincer and it'll work, such as iLock.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when I first got into the profession, I really liked this idea of convincers because I observed that when clients knew they were hypnotized, when you convinced them that they were hypnotized, they just tended to do better. Plus, convincers deepen the hypnosis. But the problem is, a lot of people in our profession use convincers wrong. They will run a overt test, like for iLock, just like you said, Celeste, but they don't know if they're going to pass or not because they haven't done the covert testing. So that's the magic of doing convincers right. You want to do a covert test for a deep level of hypnosis, the level you want to work on in the session, and then do a convincer that only requires a light level of hypnosis. For example, the losing the numbers part of the Elman Banyan, that's going to take someone at least to the threshold of somnambulism or deeper. And then you do iLock or arm catalepsy, which only requires the first levels, hypnoidal and light hypnosis. So once you've got those deep levels established and tested for covertly, you can do this convincer type testing with confidence. And it will instantly deepen your clients. It'll make them have more confidence in you, more confidence in hypnosis, and more confidence in themselves. And that means more success.
And if you're not using convincers, you gotta learn because it just makes everything better and you'll stand apart from most other hypnotists who are just too scared to use them. Cal, I hate to tell you this, but I think we're out of time again.
Oh boy, okay, see, I knew we wouldn't get through seven. All right, so next time we're going to get into swipe file. And so we're gonna talk about how to build a good swipe file and we're also gonna talk about how to customize scripts to make them more powerful, and that's what I want to do next episode.
We're also going to talk about using repetition and compounding and the right way to use that, plus a bunch of other stuff. I guess we should go now. I guess I'm going to wrap it up. Anything else, Cal?
Take it away, Celeste.
Everyone, thank you for tuning in. We just love you and we appreciate all the emails and everything. Thanks so much. You can always contact me at my website, familyfirsthypnosis.com. I'm Celeste Hackett. You've been watching and listening to Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. Thanks again for tuning in.
All right, this is Cal Banyan. Remember to go to this website, calbanyan.com. Learn about my training programs at hypnosiscenter.com and hypnosis.org, where we organize hypnosis information for you. That's it. This is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved. For private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.